January, in the year of our Lord, 1863, all persons held as slaves within any state or designated part of a state, the people whereof shall then be in rebellion against the United States, shall then, therefore, and forever free. The executive government of the United States, including the military and the naval authority thereof, will recognize and maintain the freedom of such persons, and will not act to repress such persons or any of them in any effort that they may take for their actual freedom.
Good morning. Welcome to KBOO Community Radio. My name is Patricia Welch, and with me today is Bridget Fonvillet, who is the president of the Vancouver NAACP, and you just heard her read the proclamation that announced, 2 years late, but still announced, that the enslaved in Texas were free. Today we're going to be talking about Juneteenth, which celebrates that freedom for folks in Texas, but also African Americans everywhere. Thank you for coming into KBOO. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me.
Tell us a little bit more about Juneteenth, because there are still many people who don't know it. It's certainly spreading nationwide, and actually there are people in other countries that celebrate this, but there's still a lot of people who don't know. So what is Juneteenth?
It's similar to 4th of July, I think, for most Americans, in that we're celebrating freedom. And this particular freedom is a freedom of people of African descent. It was interesting that the proclamation that I just read was passed in January 1863. And Texas, surprise, kept slavery going for quite some time after that, 2 years after that. And so the slaves didn't know that this had happened. And so when the general came to that part of Texas, he announced in a town square, basically, that this had happened and that you were free. And a celebration instantly broke out. They said it was instant. And from that instant celebration, other celebrations broke out. And we are trying to get this to be a national holiday because I think it's worthy of acknowledgement and it's definitely worthy of celebration.
And as you said, this is a celebration of freedom. Yes, it grows out of the African-American experience, mm-hmm. but absolutely this is a celebration that all Americans mm-hmm. should be involved in, just as we are all involved in the 4th of July.
Absolutely.
There have been there's speculation. Why do you think it took 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation for the message to get to Texas?
I think the message got to Texas. I think they chose not to apply it and had to have force. I mean, he didn't come alone. He came with his troops and other reinforcements, and he enforced the law. Some people will simply, and as we know, decide they're not going to abide by the law,
yes.
period. And they were making their money, period. And so they won't continue as long as somebody will let them continue. Some people you have to force to obey the law. And so he did.
That's right.
And we really appreciate his doing that.
Yes.
But from that, it just put a period at the end of that sentence of freedom for the rest of us. And for anyone who loves freedom and anyone who loves social justice and anyone who loves what we're doing, progressive things that we are doing to get this world to be a better place, this is a celebration for them.
So tell us more about the celebration. You're going to have a wonderful one.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so first of all, we have stuff for kids, and I think that they need to know about a bouncy house.
Oh,
and,
let me back up a little bit. You know something? I should ask you the date of your event simply because people celebrate. June 19th occurs during the week, people choose to celebrate it at various times.
Right.
So when is your celebration?
Okay, so ours is going to be June 22nd. It's going to be at Clark College, Hannah Hall. You'll see signs everywhere. But if you Google it, you can get a map there. It starts at 10 a.m. and it ends at 6 p.m. So you can either come the whole day, which I think would be fun, or you can come to part of the day.
Okay. So how you start off? What's the first
thing? Starting off at 10 a.m. with a job fair. And we have several partners who, WorkSource in particular, who joined us with this effort. And, of course, we hope to have a diverse group of people come and look for jobs. And we have a diverse group of employers who are coming
to the job fair. So we have the school district, Vancouver School District. We have Clark County Sheriff Department. We have the Regional Health Alliance. That's just to name a few.
Great.
We have a lot of employers coming, and they're looking to hire.
Oh, great. Okay. Say that again now. It's going to start at what time?
It starts at 10 a.m., the job fair, 10 to noon.
Good.
And if you're looking for a job, or if you have a job you don't quite like and you think you can get a better one, I believe you come here and find one.
That is so important. Yes, mm-hmm. Be there.
Be there at 10.
Okay. And then what else is going to be going on?
And then
on?
We have at 1 o'clock, we have what we call a Val Joshua Award. And this award is was created by the YWCA of Clark County. And what they did was there's a woman who started the NAACP, actually, in Vancouver. And she's one of the members of the first families, African-American families, that moved to Vancouver. Her name was Val Joshua. And they named this award after her because of all the social justice activities she was involved with. Of course, she was involved with the NAACP. And they felt they wanted to honor her. And so they give two people a year this award. And we joined them a few years ago and said, why don't we make it part of Juneteenth? It seems fitting that we all come together and work together. And so let's do it together. And they said, yes, we'd love to join you. And so now it's part of the program.
So
it starts at 1 o'clock if anyone you're interested.
What's the criteria for getting the award?
Well, you have to be active in social justice, basically, and specifically on racial justice issues.
Okay.
And we have one adult, usually, and then one youth.
Oh, good. Okay, so there are actually two awardees.
Yeah.
And who makes the decision? Is it a YWCA committee? Is it
it's
in conjunction
a, actually,
with
it's a community that makes the decision. Not just YWCA, but and NAACP, obviously, is part of it, but other community members, because we have to have eyes in the community to see who was doing this work. And so that's what happens.
It
it's a community
like,
group.
Great. It seems like quite an honor. All right. Anything else you want to tell us about?
Yeah, we have a live panel discussion, and that's going to be lively because this year our theme is Together We Rise.
Okay.
And this theme addresses the idea that by working together, we can help create economic development, and we can help communities really do social justice activities and progressive activities. And so we want to talk about unity and how we as groups can stop separating ourselves from each other, and we actually work together and for a common goal.
Okay.
You know, so we are going to have a panel discussion, and we're going to be asking them, what does that Together We Rise mean to them? And we have the school representatives. We have the mayor of Vancouver who will be there.
Okay.
We have the superintendent of Camas School who will be there. And so a lot of the community leaders will be there. Clark County Councilor Temple Lentz will be there. And so we're going to have a lively discussion. We had one last year. I think this one's going to be just as lively.
And does this start immediately after the opening ceremony?
It actually starts at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, okay.
So many activities are going on in between there. We have a pop-up art gallery, which is going to be filled with beautiful art, different kinds of art, African-Americans by African-Americans.
For sale?
No, it's just before seeing.
Okay.
But I'm sure they wouldn't mind telling you how much they are.
Okay.
Whenever you ask the question. We're going to have food by CJ's Barbecue House and Gourmet Brothers Catering. That sounds good.
Right. Yes. The food thing is very, very important.
Yes. It's going to be there. And then we have the Writers Forum. We have three local artists who have written books, and they're going to read from their books. I think that's going to be a very special time. So activities all throughout the day. It's just you come at any point, you're going to find something happening.
Okay.
And then we have the music is going to be great. We have David Watson and his 11-piece Rebirthing the Cool band.
Okay.
There. But joining David will be a jazz singer, Marilyn Keller.
Ah. Portland's jewel.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. All right.
And so we are like, I mean, I think you just got to catch this. You got to come. Got to come.
All right. So lots of things happening throughout the day. And one of the reasons that I asked about buying the paintings is I always think that, you know, having some kind of an economic development aspect to a program is good. So we'll be able, and you know, we need to contribute to our community. So we'll be able to purchase food.
There's vendors there who have, you know, there are vendors who sell makeup and dresses. Okay. I mean, there's all kinds of vendors there. So you're going to have enough. There'll be enough for you to, if you want to come and buy something.
This is good. And I'm hoping that the authors will be selling their books. Okay, so
yes,
tell me.
Yes, they will be.
Any NAACP has a full agenda. There's always things to do. Why did you choose this as one of your programs?
Well, we felt like it was a program we hoped and we still feel can bring people together. And we also feel that we do a lot of work in this field and racial justice. And we hear a lot of stories that may not be as, you know, seem to be somewhat depressing. You know, this year we had the 3 shootings in Clark County. People of color and also a homeless man. And we are working to adjust that, to address that and to seek justice for that. But at some point, we have to celebrate our victories.
Yes,
this was a victory. It cost a lot of lives. People sacrificed for it. It was not done in vain. This freedom, this end of slavery in the United States is something we should be proud of as Americans. It needs to be celebrated.
Yes.
And we need to acknowledge, yes, it happened, and it happened too long, and many, many lives were lost. We are trying to correct that. And so we're going to celebrate this and go forward and try to and still work on correcting the horrible legacy of slavery, which we still all are suffering from.
Yes, we are.
But we can celebrate a time where this happened, where we were actually did something correct in this country. And I think it's something to be proud of. I think it's something we all should get to Juneteenth and celebrate. But also I think other victories that we hold, that we happen to us in this field of social justice, stop for a minute and celebrate.
That's right. We have to look back.
Absolutely.
You got to look back. And also I like that you use the term victory, because we're in difficult times now. We're in very stressful times. And I think that in situations like this, sometimes it's hard for people to believe there can be a victory.
Exactly.
So sometimes you have to reflect on the past and say, yeah, no, the struggle continues. It always does. But there can be a victory.
Absolutely.
Okay, the NAACP has a very long history. Talk about some of the other things that the organization has done. Talk about why you have chosen to be involved. You're the president. So.
Right.
You've had some time in with this group.
Well, you know, the NAACP nationally started in 1909, and it started because a group of people, and that group consisted of white people, Jewish people, black people, decided they had had enough of the lynchings that were happening in the United States. And some of these lynchings were quote-unquote legal. And most of the lynchings had African-Americans, women and men, who were lynched.
Back up. Right. You said, because this is a term I would never associate with lynching, you said some of these lynchings were legal lynchings?
Right. And so in the South, there are some areas, towns, where this was the punishment. Now, the what you have done for that punishment may be looking at a white woman the wrong way. What you have done as a black woman for that punishment may be to speak up and say maybe no when requested to do things that are not dignified. And so the punishment for that legal, everybody accepted it. It was something that was not considered not normal, was that you would lynch. If they were black, that's what they would get.
Okay.
And it happened all over the South,
yes.
Primarily in the South. It did happen in the West and Eastern, but not as much as in the South, because of course their legacy of slavery was a little bit closer.
Exactly.
Than the other parts of the country. And so it was not unusual. But these courageous people who started the NAACP felt no, it is immoral, it is unjust, and we're going to stop it. And so that's why that was the initial impetus of the NAACP. And from that grew concerns about that people of African descent nationwide. And so the branches grew and grew and grew. And so most towns have NAACP chapters or branches, we call them, in there. And we focus on where we started, why we started the charter, which was to help African Americans' economic, social, political, stability, right? And our mission statement is to ensure the equality of rights of all people. Because if we can work on this, all people are affected by freedom. You know, it didn't just free African-American slavery. It freed us as a nation, as a people. We all became free at that point. So we focus on our mission statement is to ensure the equality of rights of all persons. And that's what we focus on in Clark County.
How long has there been a Clark County chapter?
Well, Clark County chapter started around 1945. I actually found the first charter. I got a copy of it from the last presidents, a couple of presidents ago. And it started in 1945, and it was started actually by Val Joshua, which is the award is named after, and a group of African Americans. And they really addressed that point. What was happening is African Americans were migrating to Northwest to work at the shipyards. They were building ships for World War II. And so housing was an issue because we had thousands of people coming to the Northwest, not just African Americans, but a lot of people. And a lot of people from the South felt like, you know, status quo. I live over here, you live over there, and that's the way it is. And of course, yours is worse than mine because I'm white. And so Val Joshua and Mr. Caples, who was the president of or the director of Vancouver Housing Authority, worked together to make sure that that wasn't the case, that there was integration in the housing, and that you, where you land, you live. If that happens to be next to an African-American or happens to be next to a white person, that's where you live. And literally they wrote letters saying, if that's not how you want it, if you don't want to live next to your neighbor who's African-American, we suggest you find a place to live. But if you want housing, that's where you're going to live. And so that was how, together they created this. And of course, as you know, that was not happening around the country, not even happening in Portland.
No, right? You're right. Still not happening in a lot of places.
Okay. So Vancouver does have a history of progressive thought, and I think that's kicked it off. Mr. Caples and Valerie Joshua, I think together they were a powerhouse, and no
yes.
one, because she was the president of the NAACP. He was the executive director of Vancouver Housing Authority. And, you know, I mean,
see,
together.
Again, that's a story that needs to be told. I had not heard this. I didn't know about this.
Again, I say celebrate victories.
That's
and talk
right.
about the victories. I think we're so quick to talk about the defeats. That's a victory.
And talk about the outcome of cooperation.
Yes, of working together.
Right. So
right.
What other kinds of programs is the Vancouver NAACP involved with?
Well, we're working with Rites of Passage, which is a program starting in July. And that's a program for youth to really during the summertime, about 3 weeks, to work on their academics, get that correct, and also to learn about their culture, where they come from.
Age group?
It's middle school and high school,
okay.
And it's 15 students. More information, you can just go on our website. We have a Facebook, which I encourage everyone to go on. It's www.facebook.com Vancouver NAACP. You can learn more about what I'm saying on our Facebook, and we
okay.
also have a website, which I encourage people to go on, which is www.naacpvancouverwa.org. So please go to our website or go to our Facebook and learn more about this. But the Rites of Passage is coming on. We're hoping to bring AXL to Vancouver, Clark County. I love AXL.
I have lived in some other places where there are AXL mm-hmm. programs. Just tell us about that.
So AXL is a program for high school students who have African descent. And what it is that they have different areas like math or English or acting or dance, or now they have culinary, they've added, or STEM or whatever. And it has a competition part of it where you compete to win. So you maybe compete in whatever category as a youth, and then you win. Once you win, you get to go to the national NAACP convention, and you get to compete there. And if you win there, you will get things like scholarships,
yes.
and just, I mean, it's just a great opportunity for the youth. And the exciting piece is that a lot of the actors who you see on TV, the black actors who are successful, they actually went through AXL. So we know it's a stepping stone to success.
Yes,
so,
and I mean, just in terms of I have seen EXO competitions. I've seen the students and the confidence that it builds in them.
It brings,
is wonderful.
And then they go national where they see people like them.
Yes.
And you compete with your peers.
Yes.
You are not the one or two in a class like you are maybe in Clark County.
Yeah.
You're actually with people who are just like you. And
yes.
And you see how you are. You know, you compete with that. And self-esteem building, I think, activity.
Well, I certainly hope that comes. Any other programs for adults? I mean, people know that the NAACP is. It's been around forever, but I'm not quite sure if people understand what the NAACP is actually doing. So anything else you want to
share?
You
know, one of the things you should know is that the NAACP works by committee. And so our different committees do different things. For example, we have a legal redress committee, and that addresses the different, if someone feels that they're being discriminated against for a variety of reasons, the NAACP Legal Redress Committee will address that. We'll look into it. They will follow up. If you need a lawyer, they will try to find you a lawyer. They do not give legal advice, but they can help you through the process. And so we've had lots of people coming to us, especially from the schools who feel like their children were not treated correctly.
Yeah.
We have people who come from us from their work who feel like that is not, either they were let go or they were treated poorly. And they wanted us to address that. So we've gone to different employers and talked with them. We've had, of course, the recent shootings that have happened in Vancouver. The family is very concerned and wants information and feel like it's not happening quick enough, the reports that they need. And so we work on those issues. And so we're very, very busy really doing a lot of that work. The other thing we do, we have a communication committee that works on making sure that people know what we're doing and when we're doing it. We also have an office at the YWCA now. It's open 9 to 2. And if you go into our office, except for Thursday, you will see someone there who can speak to you if you have questions. And we do a Black History Month event each year. We now have a African American, so Clark County exhibit, which we put into the library once a year. And that exhibit, to me, is really good for people to come and see what we, like I said, the things that Mr. Caples and Val Joshua did together, the things that were done in the 1940s and 1950s and 1960s, all those successes, you can see those in the library during the Black History Month. They actually turn the whole library into a museum.
Fantastic.
And they have it on different walls of the library. And it's really
Is this
great.
The main branch?
It's the main one on I think, C Street.
Oh, yes. I mean, it's a beautiful building a beautiful backdrop for that kind of exhibit.
Yes.
Well, I'm excited that you're here.
I'm
definitely going to be at Juneteenth.
Yay.
I want you to once again repeat your website address.
Mm-hmm. So our website address is www.naacpvancouver.org.
And we encourage everyone to come out on Saturday, June 22nd from 10 to 6 and just participate in all of the activities. I'm so happy you're here. Before you go, though, I do want to mention, I want to encourage people to get this week's, the June 12th edition of The Scanner, because there are so many Juneteenth celebrations around. And they're starting on, let me see, this Saturday. There's going to be an Independence Day celebration. There's going to be the Clara People's Parade. So that's starting in Portland on Sunday, Juneteenth Words Along the Way at the North Portland Library. There's also going to be a Juneteenth Father's Day celebration put on by the Friends of Alberta Arts Center. Let's see just mentioning some others. You can get the details with the newspaper. Monday, the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, Juneteenth Jubilee, celebrate the shift, and that's SHIF as in Frank T, celebration. Monday, also Monday through Friday, there's going to be a Juneteenth Social Justice Art Camp. So that's something great for children throughout the week. Let's see, Wednesday the 19th, Rockwood, Saturday, of course, the Vancouver one that we've been discussing. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot going on. But NAACP of Vancouver President Bridget Fonvoulet, thank you so much for coming in and joining us and bringing the word.
Thank you for inviting us.
We certainly welcome you to come back and tell us again the other wonderful things you're doing.
I'd love to.
Thank you.